206-2237.
You like, toll free and bring up anything you want. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll free line with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
All right, so join us online as well over at freetalklive.com, and you can get interactive. Variety of different features are waiting for you there. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Live Saturday show, same as every other show. We'll take your calls about anything. You can also connect with us on Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. So we're going to start the show out tonight with a personal story from Alternet. Jessica Henriquez is the writer, and this was released just a few days ago. And it sort of concentrates on a topic that has had some level of discussion on this show in the past, and that is how bad of an idea it is to wait until marriage to have sex with the person that you think you're in love with, or that you are attracted to, or that you're in a relationship with. How bad of an idea it is to wait for that. And we have expounded upon this, but we've never actually told someone's personal story about how it affected their life. Somebody who was into this religious belief of waiting until marriage for having sex with the person.
And this is sort of a cultural wide piece of advice to, I would, at least it certainly was a piece of advice that I got as a young person. I don't know what it's like for everybody else, but I think that tends to be what the advice is. And I understand why I understand why parents do it. Parents want to protect their children from a variety of problems that arise from having sex.
Sure, I mean, STDs, pregnancies that you didn't want.
Really hurt feelings and, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, like, all kinds of stuff.
I think there are good reasons to, you know, not have sex all over the place and in a completely uncontrolled manner. But to just simply tell somebody that sex is bad until you're married can really create some negative consequences.
Very few people abide by this advice anyway.
She did. Let me tell her story here. She was 14, she says, and this is written first person. She says, I was 14 years old when I married Jesus. Not Jesus, the Panamanian who worked at Six Flags. I mean Jesus Christ, the Lord. My parents sent me off to Baptist youth camp in Panama City Beach for the week, and I came home with a tan and a purity ring. I sat with my legs crossed, cramped in a theater with 200 sweaty, sobbing teens as our pastor described the unwavering bonds of sex and why it should only be experienced within the confines of marriage. The lyrics echoed in the background as he shouted about STDs and unplanned pregnancy from the pulpit. Because I'm waiting for you, praying for you, darling. Wait for me, too. Wait for me as I wait for you. I guess some Christian song they were playing.
I have no idea what that means.
By one, we each placed a ring on our fourth finger and made vows to an apparently bi-curious Jesus who took teenage husbands and wives by the dozen that night.
Yeah, well, okay, so in the Bible they talk about the bride of Christ being believers, the body of believers, the church being the bride of Christ, and I think that that's an unacceptable jab.
I didn't buy into a word of, well, as you might imagine, Mark, she's a little jaded at her experience in the same way that you're pretty jaded about your Christian experience growing up.
I understand, but if you want people to listen to you, you need to keep, you need to muzzle that little monster.
She's writing for Alternet, so
I got you. She's writing for Alternet.
I didn't buy into a word of it, she says. Jesus as my husband. What, were they kidding? But that ring, silver and engraved with entwined hearts, everyone knew I was wearing one, and I'd finally been given the opportunity to get my hands on it. And it wasn't just the ring. This was a movement with T-shirts and hats,
yes,
and the added bonus
definitely a movement
of superiority over kids in school who couldn't keep their clothes on, those sinners. After an intense and very detailed sex talk with my mother, where she stuttered and I blushed, and we both used the word flower, I was terrified of sex.
Flower.
That and the slideshow in sex ed didn't help one bit, so I scribbled Jesus plus Jess on my Bible cover, and I casually mentioned my virginity in daily conversations. I committed to the idea, hoping it would ensure a successful marriage. Instead, it led to my divorce. I don't know many people these days who married a virgin, or excuse me, married still a virgin. But going to high school in the furniture capital of North Carolina, it didn't seem so strange that I wore an engagement ring at the age of 19. People admired my decision to marry my college sweetheart and were enthusiastic about my goal of waiting until marriage to have sex. Now, he actually wasn't a virgin, but he was willing to wait for me. Over time, I watched my brothers and sisters in Christ lose sight of their celibacy around the time they felt the pull of raging hormones combined with slots of unsupervised co-ed time. But I pressed on in stubbornness until finally the time had come to replace Jesus as my other half. 20 may sound early to
get married. Right, and this is one thing that I think that is sort of the natural result of waiting until marriage for sex is that you get married sooner. Mm. Earlier marriages tend, as I'm not going to say that. For me, if I would have gotten married young, I'd have been divorced relatively quickly.
20 may sound early to get married, she says, but tell that to the girl who had her knees locked since puberty and the boy who spent years trying to convince her that just the tip didn't count. The morning of my wedding day, I threw up. Everyone assumed that I was nervous about having sex. I wasn't. But it dawned on me how much we hadn't learned yet about one another. We had known each other for 3 years by this point, but there was so much unexplored territory. So what was I supposed to do with my aha moment came as a dress was heaved over my head by 7 bridesmaids? Plus, my mother had mentioned no less than 400 times that this wedding was costing a fortune.
They do cost fortunes.
I was getting married. There was no way out. Yeah, Mark, you didn't spend that much on yours, though.
Indeed.
Well, I was impressed with that.
I paid. Yes, the little miser in you does love a deal. We paid for our own wedding, and so, you know, things were, we watched our pennies and that mm-hmm. kind of thing. We had 120 people that came to the wedding, but we really didn't spend much more than $1,000 on it.
That's pretty great.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's that. We had friends bought the alcohol for the event, and the family catered some really awful food. But the wedding cake was just made out of glazed donuts stacked up in a
little
pyramid.
I'll never forget it.
It's beautiful.
So, going on. She says, I'll give you a 5-minute, excuse me, her dad said to her, I'll give you a 5-minute head start if you want to run, he said with a half smile as we walked up the aisle. I held on to his arm tighter, afraid my legs might just take him up on that offer. When I look back on my wedding day, I remember a passionate kiss at the altar. But after rewatching the video footage, I see it was little more than a peck on the corner of my mouth and a long hug. 2 years of halting, wandering hands as they grazed under blue jeans, and the second we have permission from God, we hug. These are what red flags look like. My rearview mirror is lined with them. Our wedding reception was filled with underage drinking and boys wearing their father's suits. I danced to the top 40 with my friends. He got drunk in a corner with his. We met at the entrance of the country club just before midnight to be sent off through a sea of bubbles to consummate our marriage. There's nothing that can kill a mood faster than my Colombian grandfather knowingly winking at the man I was about to sleep with, except for maybe the dashboard covered in condoms, a send-off gift from my new husband's groom's boys.
It's funny.
He carried me through the door of the hotel room and immediately placed me down in a chair. If my 120-pound body wasn't too heavy, the 30-pound dress covering it was. Rose petals were scattered on the bed, surrounded by a dozen lit candles.
God.
I had never been...
That's what pressure this whole event here puts on people.
Yeah, that's why it's this interesting story, because it feels awkward just reading through her experience here. I had never been more romanced and less interested in having sex. Was I tired? Was I hungry? Shouldn't we have been pouncing on each other? I slowly changed into an ivory silk nightgown. When I came back into the bedroom, he was lying down, half undressed, completely hopeful. Are you not exhausted? I yawned into a pillow. Is having sex tomorrow an option? I asked.
You gotta be kidding me.
Only half kidding, she said. Really? You only get one night, Jess, he said. Even then, I doubted that would be true. As he began to kiss me, my mind shut off. I felt his movements, and I heard heavy breathing, but I thought nothing. It was as if something that was, excuse me, it was as if it was something that was happening next to me or to someone else entirely. It didn't hurt. I remember that much. 3 minutes later, when he finished, he appeared pleased with himself, and I was glad that it was out of the way.
Congratulations, buddy.
I smiled and asked if we could get something to eat. My wedding day began with my face leaning over a toilet and ended in a Waffle House. So there's more to her story, and we'll tell the remainder here in moments. Get your thoughts as well. Sex before marriage.
It looks like younger people do. The people get married earlier do tend to divorce.
She says this ruined her marriage, the fact that she didn't have sex first before she got married. We'll tell you more and get your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. What's your experience?
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. We've got archives that go all the way back to late 2006. You can just click and download as many as you like. and then share them with your friends or family members. Make it easy because the share button's right there on our SoundCloud page. You go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. You see each episode of the show has a share button. You just click that and then share it to wherever you want, Facebook, Twitter, etc. And all of the archives are totally free. So enjoy it. freetalklive.com.
Save up to 75% on your prescription medications with Save On Meds. Save On Meds uses pharmacies in the U.S., Canada, and New Zealand to bring you up to 75% off of heart medication, cholesterol, cancer drugs, whatever, a lot of different prescription medications that you may take. And it's a big savings. They're from independent third-party testing of generics for purity and strength. You can save now. It's $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis and 32-count generic packages. Compare that to $25 a pill in the U.S. Their pharmacies have been porting safe, reliable medicine to the U.S. for 9 years. You can get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. When I say confidence, I've known the owner of Save On Meds for most of my life. So I have confidence that you will be well taken care of. You can get a free quote and information. Just give them a call, 888-6969-363. They're not going to be able to do business with you if you don't have complete confidence in them. So just call for some information, 888-6969-363. If you make a call and you've got to leave a message, please feel free to do so. You took the time to make the call. Take the time to leave the message. 888-6969-363. Save On Meds.
All right, let's continue here, and then we're going to get to your calls and thoughts on the idea of waiting for marriage to have sex with a person that you're in a relationship with. That's the story about which the author over at Jessica Henriquez at alternet.org is writing about. She's telling her personal story where she, when she was 20 years old, did get married, and she and her college boyfriend had waited until marriage. She had not had sex at all. He had had sex in a previous relationship, but he was willing to wait for her in this particular case. And the wedding night was pretty underwhelming, according to her. She was kind of feeling disconnected during the short sexual encounter that they ended up having, and she continues her story here. So, after the sex, they went to Waffle House, and she says, "Then, as if Jesus were punishing me for moving on, I got a urinary tract infection on the second day of our honeymoon. I sighed in relief when the doctor told me that I should not engage in any sexual activity until I had finished the antibiotics. 7 days later, my wifely duties resumed, and almost every time our clothes came off, my mind seemed to check out. I soon noticed that during those few minute intervals of sex, my mind was focusing on something else. Anything else. Do you like that?" he would ask after light repetitive movements. "Yep," I answered. "Lettuce, milk, paper towels. Are you close?" he was anxious to know. "Uh-huh." I lied. Buy stamps, get my oil changed, send thank you cards.
It's the worst thing that somebody can do in these situations.
Right,
yeah. You know, just because you don't know what's good for you doesn't mean that you should be able to, you know, telling these stories. I mean, it's bad for everybody in this circumstance. You're never going to get something that works for you. And this is another thing about starting late is, at what point are you going to learn? I don't know.
Learn about the intimacy of having sex with your partner.
You got to know how to do it. Yeah. There's a skill set involved.
Yeah, and also being willing to communicate is important in learning how to do it. I mean, to his credit, he was at least, according to her story, asking her for some feedback. And if you lie and give somebody feedback that's not honest, that's not going to help them improve. So, anyway, going on. She says, "This was not lovemaking. There was no bond, no sanctity. This was not the amazing sex I was promised from the pulpit. This was disappointment 3 to 4 times a week. Not long into our marriage, my mother coyly asked how it was going. I joked that there was some women who needed it, and some who prioritized it underneath quilting. But I accepted sex as part of the gig, and though it was regular, it was regularly awful for me. It wasn't all his fault. I admit that I was not a willing student, but he was no teacher either. Our bodies wanted..."
How's he supposed to know? I mean, if you have two people that, in his case, he had had sex previously, but, I mean, how many times he waited for her?
Mm-hmm.
Why is he supposed to know? Why is he the teacher? Why isn't she the teacher?
Our bodies wanted different things from one another, so what we ended up with was a horizontal battle. I would hear married girlfriends talk about the joys of makeup sex and continue to sip my coffee in silence. We would fight, she says here, and I just went to a different page, I think.
Yeah, the wonders of the internet.
Yeah.
They just reset for you.
We would fight and then have bad sex and then fight some more. Every flaw in our marriage and in him seemed much more miserable when combined with the possibility of faking orgasms until death we did part.
So she was faking them too.
There was no relief, she says. Before we got married, I used to love kissing him. We would spend hours attached at the mouth because aside from occasional drunken foreplay, it was all we had. In our marriage, we stopped kissing because who needs kissing when sex is on the table? Me. I did. I needed assurance that some physical aspect of our relationship was working, and when I didn't get that assurance, I pinned it on myself. Maybe I was just that woman you hear about who doesn't particularly care for sex. She just slowly dries up until she dies alone. For months, I believed that might be me, and rather than try something different, he began to believe it too. 6 months into our marriage, the idea of separating seemed more appealing than feigning headaches for the rest of my life. Had we had sex before our relationship transitioned into a contract, I would have known that there was no passion, no spark, nothing happening.
Maybe if you had sex when you were passionate and had a spark, then there would have been.
That's a good point.
I hear a lot of blame in this relationship, and you know, it. Let's talk about your responsibility too.
No, that's a good point. I mean, when a relationship is new, there's that new love sensation that I think you know, is pretty common. And
emotions are just chemicals floating around in your head.
Yeah.
If you attempt to control those chemicals, and you know, then you're going to get consequences to that.
I would have never agreed to marry him because sex is a significant part of a relationship, and therefore a significant part of our relationship was failing. With the failure of our sex life, I felt less of a woman, no longer a sexual creature, but more of a plant, sitting there day in, day out, wilting while I waited for someone to take care of me. Without having sex before marriage, I blindly walked up an aisle and committed myself to a man who didn't know me and gave my long-held virginity to someone with whom I had no more chemistry than a second cousin. Soon after our divorce, he got remarried to someone who suits him better than I ever could have. And years later, I can confirm that I'm not a woman who has no interest in sex, and I don't quilt. I haven't compiled a grocery list in bed in years, and I know that sex can be amazing. And she says that with a bartender who only knows your first name, a pilot you met on vacation in Costa Rica, and yes, with the right guy. Sex in a marriage can be beautiful, she says. The key is to figure that out before you find yourself walking down an aisle in a dress that costs more than the family car. It isn't the most important thing when it comes to love, but for me, I learned that sex is important enough not to wait. Let's go to the phone to talk to Derek, listening in South Carolina to WRNN. Hey, Derek.
Hey, I just want to say, me and my wife met each other right after high school. We were both virgins. We didn't wait for marriage, but we waited enough. Finally had sex and everything else, but we lived together for 4 years and we got married. And if you're talking about frugal, our marriage was our wedding was $15, and I think we went Dutch on
that. Damn, nice job, Derek. I don't know if you got more. You can tell us more if you'd like in a moment. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have on the site. There's a mobile site there for those of you with a smartphone. If you'd like quick access to our live streams, the podcast, go to m, as in mobile.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com.
Springtime is house buying time. Fact is, more houses are bought and sold in springtime than any other time of the year. So, if you're looking to buy a house, or you're looking to sell a house, chances are, if you're looking to sell a house, you're looking to buy a house someplace else. You need to have somebody you can trust as far as getting a mortgage goes. MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Roger Schlesinger, his team of experts, they can help you find the right mortgage for you. Roger's been advertising on talk radio for well over a decade. He's a huge name in the sort of national mortgage arena. Please, go there. They'll find the loan, help you find the loan that's right for you. They want to make sure that you find not just an inexpensive loan, or not a cheap loan, but an inexpensive loan. It is MortgageMinuteGuy.com. The number is 866-288-0088. MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088.
We're talking about sex and marriage, which should be two things that go well together, unless you don't have any sex before you get married, in which case it could be a total disaster. And that's the story that we are sharing from alternet.org. Now, if you're just tuning in and you missed that story, you can go to our Facebook page or our Twitter, and the link is right there because I just posted it a few minutes ago. But in essence, it's one lady's story about how, you know, she went to church camp when she was a kid. She got her purity ring and therefore decided to remain unsexed until wedding night, and at that point it was less than interesting to her, and it just felt wrong, and it just didn't work out. And, of course, there's all this shaming that surrounds sexuality for young people, and usually it's tied in with religion, but not necessarily. But there's usually this shaming surrounding sex, so no wonder it felt awkward. And
well, and it's all wrapped up in this virginity thing, too, because you'll often find that people, the younger people tend to divorce more often. And then once they've had sex, it's not like they're not going to do it. It's not like they're going to save themselves again for marriage number two. Mm. Generally, that's not the case. So it's really, it's not even about as much saving yourself for marriage. It's saving that the most important, this very important thing, female virginity. You know, male virginity, the lip service and everything to it. But this has been a long protected item. Women are of no value if they aren't virgins. In society throughout the millennia, women have been of no value unless they're virgins when they get married. Yeah, it's weird.
Let's go to the phones and see what you think. 855-450-FREE. Are you somebody who waited until marriage to have sex? How'd that work out for you? Did it help your marriage somehow? Because this lady's saying it actually ruined her marriage. Because how can you know somebody well enough to know whether or not you want to marry them if you don't know whether or not you're sexually compatible with one another? Let's go to Mike, listening in El Paso. You're on Free Talk Live. Mike, you're tuned in via XM's Extreme Talk. Hello there.
Hello. How are y'all doing tonight?
Great, Mike. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I don't even know how to word this correctly, or maybe my thoughts are just jumbled, but it seems to me, and I listened to most all of the essay as y'all were reading it off. I think I missed the part about the church camp, but I picked up about the time she had the engagement ring, not the engagement.
That's about it.
The promise ring, what have you. And it seems to me, as she's describing her wedding night and then sex thereafter with her husband, I don't think there was a lack of spark or chemistry in so much that he was trying and she wasn't saying, hey, I need to kiss you. I need to work this up. She was taking the old standard of, well, it's my wifely duty. Let me lay there and endure it. And now that it's not her wifely duty, she's enjoying it with whomever, whenever, which is her prerogative. I'm not going to badmouth her on that. I'm married now. We waited until we were 27 to get married. I was not a virgin. My wife was. Ex-wife was. And, the wedding night was awkward. And
she was 27 years old and still a virgin when you finally had sex.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And the thing of it is the sex wasn't an issue. I mean, once we got over the awkwardness and she took the time to, pay attention to what I was doing and saying, no, why don't you try it this way, gave me real constructive feedback, because she was learning herself through me, in a manner of speaking, the sex was wonderful.
That's great.
And I think that your argument there was just other issues that caused us to get divorced.
Sure. Now, I think that you've pointed out something we touched on before about how if there's some communication, that can certainly help to having better sex. And it did sound like these two in the story were not communicating effectively.
Right.
She was resigned.
I heard blame in the article, but for me, what I was what really sort of the problem is if you're not impassioned and you're not motivated, nothing's going to make that up. And I get the impression she wasn't. That's not her husband's fault. That's just the reality of the situation. I mean, if you end up in a marriage with somebody that you shouldn't have necessarily ended up in a marriage with, then, you're going to have problems. And one of the ways to sort of know whether or not this is the right marriage or not is to have sex. It's certainly not the only thing, not by a long shot, but it's probably a good thing to know ahead of time.
Important factor. Mike, thanks for your call and thoughts, man. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Chris is on the line in Fort Worth, Texas, listening via the TuneIn app. Hey, Chris.
Hey, you pretty much just said what I was thinking, that I would want to know, and I feel like that most people feel this way. You want to know before you get married, Tom, if you're going to be sexually compatible in the bedroom. And if you don't know that before you get married, you wait till you get married to find that out and have to start discussing it then. Well, isn't that you've waited too long?
Because yeah, what was
a potential problem.
What has your experience been? I mean, have you always had sex prior to marriage, or did you have sex prior to marriage?
I've never been married, so.
Okay. So you're not waiting, then?
No.
Very good, Chris. Thanks for your call tonight, man. 855-453. Let's go to Sally, listening in Aberdeen, KBKW in Washington. Hey, Sally.
Hi.
Hey.
I was 19 when I had a girlfriend come up to me. She had younger parents than I did. My mom got married, and then her husband, or my dad, went off to World War II, and then she got a letter missing in action, so he was gone for over 3 years. But to make a long story short, so I think it's the fact that I had older parents. But my girlfriend came up to me and said, "You know, you're the only one I know that's still a virgin in our class." And I know she meant it as a compliment, but I thought, what's wrong with me, you know? But it's because of my mom, you know, that I saved myself. And then my older sister got pregnant and ended up giving a baby away, but at least it went to family. But anyway, so I think those kind of issues surfaced. But my husband and I did wait because I became a Christian at the age of 18. And I didn't wear a ring or anything, but we had sex 2 days before the marriage. But I'll tell you what I'm thinking about. Everybody's story's different. And so...
2 days before the marriage. Hold on, before you go on. Did you feel guilty about that with all the religious kind of...
Oh, yes, I did. Oh, yes, I did.
So why did you break that soon? Like you couldn't have waited the 2 days. What was it that made it happen that... I mean, like 2 days early.
Hormones, timing,
yeah,
I don't know.
Just couldn't hold off.
So this is something that I was raised Christian, too, and I certainly had these thoughts. But, you know, God's idea of whatever a marriage was, even the Christian God's idea of whatever a marriage is completely different than going to the courthouse and getting a piece of paper or standing in front of a preacher. As far as he's concerned, it's the act itself. So you didn't break any rules, really, by a Christian standard.
Stand by, Sally. I want to bring you back. If you've got more, it sounds like you got more to your story. So hang on, we'll bring it back here. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on the phone, or Skype, it's Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're talking sex. Specifically sex after marriage versus before, and what people's experiences are with it. We started out with a story from Alternet about a lady who waited until she got married to have sex, and it was entirely underwhelming for her, and the experience led down a road to where it just didn't work out. And there were some issues, definitely, with the relationship as far as not communicating during sex or about sex. Her not really asking for what she wanted, but then again, how could she know what she really wanted? She'd never had sex before. So it could really, I think, be a dangerous thing to a relationship, and that's what we're talking about. But also, other people have had different experiences, of course. So your thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE. In addition, we've got Skype. You can Skype us at username lrn.fm. More in moments.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com has the name brands that you want at rock-bottom prices. Really, every time I've ordered from ManVentureOutpost.com, and it's been several, I've taken a look around just to see what the prices are like elsewhere, because, you know, it's important to me to be able to tell my listeners, you know, what my experience is, and never have I found a price that's as low as ManVentureOutpost.com. Surely somewhere on the internet, some price for something must be lower, but I'm confident in saying rock-bottom prices on tactical flashlights, fish finders, tents, apparel, boating equipment, firearm accessories, ammunition, holsters, water purification, whatever you or the outdoor enthusiast in your life needs, ManVentureOutpost.com has it. Check them out. They're family owned. You can trust them. ManVentureOutpost.com.
Let's go back to Sally listening in Aberdeen to KBKW. Sally, you were kind of telling us your story where you and your husband couldn't make it to marriage because you really were excited about enjoying each other's company intimately. So you actually ended up having sex 2 days before the marriage, and you were just kind of telling us about that. So go ahead.
Well, I was just thinking as you were running those commercials, why I think it had to do with the kiss. You know, kissing is a very, very, very important thing to women. And that lady did mention it in her article, kissing. Yep. And I think some guys forget about that. Not all. But my marriage didn't last because my husband was unfaithful. Mm. And even though I tried, because I also was taught, you know, you try and make it work. So I stayed, when I should have, I stayed another 6 years. before.
Oh, wow.
I almost divorced him once, and then I made myself stay another 6 years. And then I realized, because I had met young couples who had said, you know, maybe if we would have waited, we would have made it through the rough patch. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I did stay another 6 years, and it was not, it just, and I'm very glad that we separated. We're friends now because we have 3 kids between us. But
that's good.
That's good. It's good for the kids that way.
But, women like romance. And another thing I found out is because I had become a Christian, I didn't hardly drink. And I think if the alcohol helps a little bit, that woman, maybe she should have had a little drink or something. You know how they have things.
Apparently,
that,
they had been drinking at the wedding, so I imagine that was still happening.
Okay, but I'm just saying, women like romance. I know I read romantic novels. I might not.
No, I mean, kissing is a very important part of foreplay. It's a very important part of foreplay. Thanks, Sally, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number.
Yeah, if the kissing doesn't work, just have a couple beers.
Let's continue here and talk to more ladies here. Shelly is on the line listening in Myrtle Beach, the WRNN. Hey, Shelly.
Hi. I have a totally different viewpoint. I'm married 54 years. Same person.
Wow.
Okay?
Congratulations.
I was young when we got married. We went together for 3.5 years. Okay. Yes, there was a little foreplay, but it stopped there. There was no sex until we got married. But we went to my family doctor, who was my family doctor since I could ever remember, and he sat down and talked to the two of us, told me to use some KY gel. He told Jeff about foreplay and everything else. And my mother told me, and the doctor always told me that, you know, the first time, you know, it'll be a little uncomfortable, but after that it's going to get better and you just relax and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay. If I had known, I'm not talking about my sex, if I had known that my husband was never going to diaper my babies, but he would diaper his grandchildren, if I had known that my husband was never going to write a check to take care of the financial responsibilities in our marriage, maybe that's why I would have broken up with him. Okay, but all I knew is that we kissed, we had 3.5 years, we made out like little beavers, but we never went to that line. And I'll give you the punchline, okay? I was married 3 months before my 18th birthday. And then
stuck with it.
When I was 14 and a half, he was 16. He was the youngest guy I ever went out with.
So,
I'm saying that the idea is the way the parents, and I'm not Christian, I'm Jewish.
That's what I was going to ask, was what was the religion? What is the Jewish belief on this,
generally?
It's my parents. It's the parents' belief. My mother said, you know, don't do it. But we were messing around. But I never had intercourse. We never took that half inch and went to intercourse, okay?
Do you feel like that was somehow important?
Was it helpful?
Would it have made a difference to you?
No, just what was, you know what, it's a time and the place. It was 1958. It was a time and place. And some girls were having sex, some weren't. It's just that this is the way it was. My daughter was in college already, and she was away from home. And then she came home, and then she met her husband, who was 9 years older than her. Okay, and I wasn't going to start telling her. I mean, she was away in college. I didn't know I knew what she was doing, and she didn't want to come home with her husband. She was dating this guy. Okay, and then they got engaged. All right, and she went to his house, and she slept at his house, and then he woke her up. He had to get up at 3 a.m. and bring her home because she wanted to be in her parents' home. Okay. One thing has nothing to do with another, and I still sat down with her before her wedding that night. Oh, not the wedding night.
Shelly, thank you for your call tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE.
I think that's fascinating. The doctor gives them
advice.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, me neither. Let's go to Jack, listening in Fort Collins, Colorado, via freetalklive.com. Hey, Jack.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's on your mind?
Listener, first-time caller.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I think that a lot of problems come with this marriage issue and the sex and all this thing has a lot to do with the way you're raised and the way you're brought up. A friend of mine once said, you know, nobody's born a Catholic, nobody's born a Baptist. You are raised in these particular religious denominations, and as a result, you are taught certain things. For instance, sex outside of marriage is wrong. You don't get divorced, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. you know, myself, I was raised a Christian. I'm no longer a Christian anymore. I'm a deist. But that being said, I think a lot of people, and I don't want to sound like I'm harping on Christianity, because Christianity has a lot of good things. There are a lot of good things in their book, in the Bible. Mm. But, you know, for instance, you know, you can go back to the Old Testament, you know, and you can read where God had married Israel through a covenant, and then he threw away in divorce, and then he married two. Judah.
Israel and Judea.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and so that's and another problem I have is, why do we get the state involved in something that should be a covenant between a man and a woman? Why is that really necessary? You know, prior to...
Or a covenant between a man and a man, or a woman and a woman. But yeah, I get your point. The state shouldn't be involved.
Another fascinating thing about Christianity here is my understanding of it is that one is married when one has sex. That it's actually the act of sex that makes one bound. But since... I mean, frankly, back in the Old Testament, men could be married to as many women as they wanted, so therefore it wouldn't really... Like, it's this double standard, and it's been a double standard for a very long time.
Right, exactly. I mean, Abraham had two wives. He had Sarah, and I forgot the other one's name.
I don't think he was thinking married Hagar. She was like a servant girl, but he had a child with her.
Right, and then Jacob had two wives, right? Rachel and Leah.
Right.
You know, so me personally, my wife and I, yeah, we did the horizontal mamba before we got married, but you know, we've been married for 27 years, so doing the act before the marriage, it didn't affect our marriage any. We love each other. You know,
well, that's the argument here, and that I think we're making is that it's good to have sex before marriage, because then you know better whether or not this is the right person to marry.
It's a coarse thing to say, but the test drive is I think, as far as I'm concerned, is pretty darn valid.
Thanks, Jack, for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. We got Nick on the line in Madison, listening to the Mike 92.1 WXXM. Hey, Nick.
Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to talk about me and my wife's experience. We both grew up in very, very conservative towns on opposite parts of the world. And, you know, we were both brought up Christian, and we both have this mixed-up idea of, you know, what should happen. You know,
let me hear more about that. Stand by, Nick. I want to bring it back here after the news. More coming up. Hour 2's on the way. It's the Live Saturday Edition. Free Talk Live.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You could be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com. Save now $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Save On Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save On Meds. 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.